Okay, let's get into today's discussion of Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Samach Gimel, as we are on Samach Beis, Amid Beis towards the bottom. We're talking about the Machlokas in our Mishnah that discuss when is something burned right away and when is something do you have to wait, but it's an external psul, so you have to wait till Tu'ubar Tsuraso. You have to wait till the form literally becomes changed. That means it's left overnight. And then you burn it because it's Vadai Nosar. So the Mishnah had said there's a difference between if the Pesach itself, the meat itself, went out or became Tameh. So that's an inherent problem. And then you can burn that right away. Versus if something happens with the owner, right? The owner became Tameh or the owner, died. So then two Bar Tsurasar. Yochanan Bar Broka said no, even in the latter case, one can burn it right away. He's not machalik, or either you can formulate it one of two ways. Either he's not machalik between external and internal psulim, or he considers that the fact that the bialim have a problem that is considered an internal psul. Okay, either way, so then we had a brisa that supported that, that said pigol is also pigol slash pasul, right? Our gersa was pigol pasul, guf huvin isra miyad. So we spoke about pigol for a minute. Just note, I don't think I mentioned this a few weeks ago when this came up. Pigol, as we know, as I said yesterday, pigol is, always a psul zman. If I think about, doing a later avoda, the zrik or the haktara la'achar zman, so that is pigol. And pasul is, you know, a different type of psul, and that's shalobim komo. And then you have a different type of machshava psula, and that is shalolishma, right? Thinking a different karban in mind. Those are three different types of machshavas psulos that we have. And again, all of them, if a coin thinks any of them, in the process, so then that is a problem of the way that Chazal and the Rambam learn it. And that's ki'ilu, you're being matil mum bekachim. Right? That's the strong lashon of how it's viewed. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Psuli HaMukdashim, has the lashon. Kol machashiv machshava she'ena nechona bekachim, right? An all-inclusive lashon. Anyone who thinks an improper thought, machshava she'ena nechona bekachim, hariza over below sasei, shehu shehayomer lo yechashev. Do not cause a loss to kachim in thought. That's similar to being matalamum. You're not going to get malchus because of lafshema maisa, but that is what is not allowed to be done in terms of that. And if one does it, right? That's the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Kama in the Bavli calls someone who is mefagel one of the avos nezikin. Remember, they had the whole lists of 13 or 24 avos nezikin after the four that are listed in the Mishnah. Pigol is one of them. The Achronim talking about the Rashi on Daf Hey there in Baba Kama, where Rashi quotes, "What does mefagel mean? Kohen sheshachat karbano shel Yisrael chatos lushum shlamim. If a kohen shechs a chatos of Yisrael shem shlamim." Because then the carbon is not ole l'chovas and you need another one. And the Achronim wonder about two problems with the Rashi. First of all, that's not what pigol usually is. That's not what pigol usually is. Usually pigol is, as we just said, you have a machshava shalo bismano. Here the Rashi seems to be giving an example of shalo lishma. And number two, if it's really true that it's chatos l'shem shlamim, then the carbon's puzzle. It's not just eino olo l'mayim l'shem chova. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim, that Pesach bizmano and achatas always, if it has a machshava shalolishma, it's puzzle. So what does Rashi mean, eino olo l'shem chova? So those are the two questions that the Achronim ask. So if you look in the Mitzvah Eisan, in the back he suggests that Rashi is based on a Gemara elsewhere, where the Gemara there discusses the possibility of mefagel meaning something else. Some Achronim changed the Gersa. They say if you flip the words chatas and shlamim, so then that fits, right? The kohen just shech, at least it answers one of the questions. If you shech a carbon of a shlamim l'shem chatas, so then the carbon is kosher and not ola l'bayim l'shem chovas. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says in the Rishiva Shiurim. Sofer nafla barashi, it should be flipped. And regarding the other question of Ashal Kushe Ashniya Mistaver, Sherashi Bala Hosif. Rashi is adding. Rashi is saying, yes, of course, pigol is a mazik, is an av hanezek. But it's not only that, even if, right, pigel, where the carbon is pasul and chiv kares, that for sure, you've ruined the carbon. But Rashi is adding that, and even in a regular case of pigel, where the carbon is pasul, where shalom is bottom. But even in a case of shalom lishma, where the carbon is kasher, it is just not olah labayalim, that's also considered navanezek. That's what Rashi is trying to add. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says. Shal Rashi bala hosif, shalo rak amafagel mamish, v'shachat chos lezmano, chayev mishum, shakarban nifsal, ela afilu shachat shlamim, shalo lishman. Gamkin chayev l'shalim nezek, shekin hefsidu asabaylim, shachayev em lavi od carbon shlamim, l'shem chavasam. And then he adds, relating to our sugi here about psul haguf versus external, he says, if you say, based on what I said before, which we're not going back to, but based on what I said before, that Hezek She'eno Nikar, the Mechayev of Hezek She'eno Nikar, is a Chalos HaPsol She'chal Bechefza, that it, there is something in the object that was Nizak. You just can't see it physically with your eyes. But that's the Mechayev of Hezek She'eno Nikar Shema Hezek, that there is a Psol Mechefza, Nira. So he says, if applying that, you saw to Rashi here, Nirish Ladas Rashi, even when we say that idea, which is a fascinating discussion, if you say a carbon is possible, it's possible. If you say a carbon is kasher but doesn't count for the owner, what does that mean? So says the Rishimo Shiurim, that's not just a gavra, that the gavra has not been, has not fulfilled his obligation. Achala hafka begufa shel carbon. There's a hafkaz ha status in the carbon itself. Shalo yikari b'shem carbon chova ela b'shem carbon adava. There's a new status. A carbon chova and a carbon adava have two different statuses. V'ho v'chala hafka b'guva shel carbon. And because you are mafkia, the status, nechshav lehezek hamachayev b'tashlumin. That's why you're going to be chayev. That's why you're going to be chayev. And he quotes the Tosfos in Menachos that says, shalo l'shma oker ha-carbon v'oseyu carbon acher. Carbon acher, right, and that's the status of chovat and adava, it is sheish. You might relate this to tefillah also, the difference between a tefillas chova and a tefillas nedava. That's the halacha that the Rambam talks about also, and Reb Chaim discusses this in on the Sefer of the Rambam. If somebody's been all davening, and they remembered that they davened already, they thought they didn't daven, they davened, they usually have mincha late, that's what where it comes up. And sometimes you daven an early mincha, then you go to your regular mincha, then in the middle of davening, you realize, oh, I davened already. What's the halacha? You have to stop in the middle. You have to stop in the middle. Even though we paskin that, okay, tilas adava, daven and tilas adava. Halavai shispal kolayam kulo, Rabbi Yochanan said. So what do you have to stop in the middle for? So the answer is because it's, you can't combine two different chefzah shel tefillah. Right? If there's a tefillas chova and a tefillas nedava, those are not combinable. So that's why I have to stop in the middle. Even though if you had started with Tilas Nadava, that would be okay. Okay, good. So let's get back to our discussion now. Samach Beis Mabeis towards the bottom. So the Gemara said, based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha said in the Mishnah, even if you have an external psul, it's burned right away. Right? Avzeh, even if Nitma Habaylam or Mesu, it's burned right away. She'ein lo ochlin. If nobody could eat it, so then it's already, the destiny is already settled in on its status, therefore you can burn it right away. So Gemara says that Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha are within the same world. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, who said what we just said, that if you have the owner or Nitma or Mesu, so then you can burn it right away. And Rabbi Nechemya says a similar idea when it comes to the discussion of Moshe and Aaron HaKohen in Parsha Shmini, where something happened on that Rosh Chodesh, and one of the chatos, at least, was burned. And Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know, why was it burned? The carbon chatos is usually eaten, right? Not burned. So what's going on here? And remember, there were three chatos that were brought that day. There was the chatos of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there was the chatos of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, right? It was his day to bring the karbanos to consecrate the Mishkan, and it was the chatos that was brought special by the Am, for the Am, on this day of consecration. So Reb Nechemya, so we have the Brisa, again, up a couple lines up from the bottom. Reb Nechemya says, and he has that we go with the Girsa of the Karbana Eidah here, that it was burned Mipnei Aninus, because they were Onanim. And all the parties, all the relatives, Aaron and Elazar Yisomer, they were all Onanim. So this carbon was never going to be able to be burned, but only Kohanim, male Kohanim, could eat the Kachim. So Mipnei Aninus Sarfuah. They burned it for Aninus. That's Rabbi Nechemya. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, no, they burned it because of Aninus? No, it was burned because of Tumah. because the korban became tamei, and they ask three questions. They say if it was burned for aninus, then all three of the chatos should have been burned, right? Because all three were korbanos chatos. Number one. Number two, if it was aninus, then what do you mean? Pinchas was there, and Pinchas, would have been able to eat it. So therefore, and he wasn't an onain, so why they burned it? He could have eaten it. Number two. Number three, they could have eaten it that night, right? Just wait till the night, right? A chatos can be eaten yom v'layla. So mutalach l'viva erev. So why did they burn it? So it must be because of one that became tamei and not because of aninus. That is what they said to Rabbi Nechemya. But again, according to Rabbi Nechemya, they burned it. They burned it right away, even though they were owning them, which is an external type of soul. That already shows that Rabbi Nechemya is within the world of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. But we continue the conversation. And the Gemara says, I'll die to Rabbi Nechemya, Yisrof, switch that word, Lishlashtan. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, why weren't all three burned? Right, why weren't all three burned? If it was aninus, and they said that there was nobody left, so why weren't all three burned? Answer, they were. So Rabbi Nechemya, Shlashtan Yisrofu. Rabbi Nechemya would say, yes, machlokes in mitzius. It's machlokes in mitzius, right? About a historical event. We'd rather usually not have this kind of machlokes, but sometimes you have a machlokes of historical realities. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, all three of them were burned. I hayel the Pinchas lochal. What about Pinchas? Pinchas was, right, that's the, he should have been able to eat it. Answer, Adayin lo nisman a kohen. He wasn't a kohen yet. Some of the years of Gadol, because later on he was a kohen Gadol. The Pnei Moshe says, right, Bishal Basova a kohen Gadol, or you take out the Girsa, right? He was not a kohen yet. Why? Because every kohen is a kohen because their father was a kohen. But that's only if their father was a kohen when they were born. Pinchas was born before his father was appointed, Elazar was appointed a kohen. Later on, Aaron and his sons were appointed kohenim, but not the grandsons. Right? And therefore, Pinchas was not appointed a kohen yet. So that's why he wouldn't be able to eat it. Right? He was not a kohen. That was not an onen. He wasn't a kohen. And therefore, he was out. Actually, Rashi quotes this at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, that Pinchas wasn't nismana until he killed Zimri. Lo niskahin Pinchas achargol Zimri. Right, that's the Gemara in Zvachim daf Kuf Aleph. Rashi quotes that. And the Torah Tamima, interestingly, there says, on that Gemara, on the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, where it's quoted, Ubachas mikisvi agada shalanu biarnu. Right, one of my agadic writings, I explained, why is it that Hashem, why didn't Hashem bimchahin him, right away? Right, with his father and his grandfather. Says the Torah Tamima, maybe because the act here was an act of kanaus, asher kine lelokav, and they made fun of him regarding this act. And maybe people would have said, hine lafi ma dechsiv ba'alma, my da'amar ba'alma, hani kani kapdanim v'ka'asanim heim. People say that kohanim, and there's chazals like this, kohanim are easy to anger, and they're kapdanim. So then maybe people would have said that that's why. If Pinchas had been a kohen already, people would have said, oh, it's because of his biological bent. L'chein, imhaya Pinchas b'kodim kohen haya, makom l'makatriga of lomar, shalawasa mashasa l'kinas Hashem. He didn't do it for kinas Hashem, rak mishum shekapdan v'kasa n'uasa kain. Because inherently that's what he is. Mikaso al maisa zimri sha'asa b'faresya. Avon mikivin shalaw haya kohen b'kodim. Says he wasn't a kohen yet. So it must be. People can't say they did it because of some natural tendency. But no, it wasn't. He wasn't going yet. It must be he was done out of thought. And even though it's not based on halachic definition, it's based on natural, and Pinchas was already a son and a grandson. Oh, Mishareis Hakuna. But people think it goes by whether you're labeled as a Kohen or not. Okay, so that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it behind the scenes that he wasn't a Kohen until later. So Rabbi Nechemia, they should have all been burned. They were burned. Why didn't he give it to Pinchas to eat? No, he wasn't a Kohen yet. So what about, how about they could have eaten it that night? Right? They were only an Oni today. It must be. So Rabbi Nechemia, Aninus Laila, Torah. Rabbi Machlokas Tanoim, in Zvachim. Master Rabbi Nechemya holds that Aninus Laila, the Aninus of the night following the death, is also a din d'oraisa, and that's why he wouldn't have been able to eat it even that night. That is a big topic about Aninus there's a Me'iri in Moed Katan, Daf Yedalid, that if the burial happens at night, so for sure that Aninus is Daraisa. But Homachlokas is if everything happens during the day, what do we say about the following night? But if the death and burial. But if it was happened at night, the Me'iri has that there. There's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, Achlokas, Rambam, about the status of Aninus. What is the relationship between an Onin and an Avel? So we usually understand an Onin is before Kfur. And after Kfur, there's a big switch, it becomes Avel. Onin is not Chayiv and Mitzvahs, and an Avel is Chayiv and Mitzvahs. And there's two different worlds. And that's really a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says that these are two worlds, and the two shall not meet. And therefore, Nihukim of Avelus are not knowing it Aninus. Right, the Rambam does not hold that. In the beginning of Hilchas Avel, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel that an Onin is not Chayiv in Dini Avelus. It's just as long as there's no Kfura, he's not Aser, and all the things that an Avel is Aser. The Rambam holds that, the Ritz Geis holds that, and the Ramban argues, the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam says no. Since Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so then he assumes that there are Dine Avelus and Ihuge Avelus in Aninus, as well. And during Aninus, Chalalav Kol Dini Avelus, except for certain ones, Yilas HaSandol, and Kfiyas Hamita, and Ativa Zarosh, because Iske HaMeis Nifsad in Bekach, because the Iske HaMeis will be, negatively affected if you're knowing this. But the Rambam says, the Nihugam Avelus are not Usher yet. So Achronim interestingly discussed the Shita of the Rambam, that an Onain is not Usher in, Dini Avelus, that two ways. Maybe an Onain has Hilchas Avelus on him, but an Onain is Pater from Mitzvahs. So just like he's Pater from all Mitzvahs, he's Pater from the Mitzvahs Avelus too. So maybe that's why it doesn't apply. So that helps, but the problem is, what about the Isurim? An Onain is not allowed to violate any Isurim, so there are Isurim Pashas, Isurim for an Avel. The Isur of Rechitza and the Isur newly laundered clothes, right? They're Isurim. So you want to say that the Onain's Ptur from Didi Avelus is because of the mitzvah of Avelus. There are Isurim. So it must be, Achronim explained, that maybe all the Isurim of Avelus are Noveya from the mitzvah Saseh of Avelus. Right? It's not that this separate Isurei Aseh, but it says it all flows from the Aseh. And if the Aseh is Niftar because of the Ptur, so then maybe all the Isurim as well. So that's saying fundamentally that Aninus and Avelus are connected, but there's a Ptur. But there are others that say no, that the Rambam holds that Aninus and Avelus are two different worlds. Right? It's not Machmas with a shame Avel that is Niftar. It could be that we don't say that, right? There's no Avelus and Aninus. Again, there's a lot to talk about there regarding the overlap between them. So there's an interesting, the Tzafas Paneach, the Ragachavar, discusses that Avram Avinu by the Akedah, he put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach before he shechted him. And usually, right, we don't do that. We don't have Shechita Me'al Mizbeach. Right? The Mishnah in Zvachim talks about that. They don't do Shechita Me'al Mizbeach. So it is that called Tzafon. Right? Let's say you have a Kachikachim, you have to shechta the Tzfon HaMizbeach, Tzfon HaAzara. What about Al-Gabi HaMizbeach? What's the status of that? But the Ragachavar wonders, the question of the Achrodim, so why did he put him on the Mizbeach first? So explains the Ragachavar, because an Onain is Pasul to do the Avoda. And therefore, if Avram would have shechted Yitzchak first, so then Avram would have been an Onain, and he would have been also to be Makriv, and therefore he couldn't have been able to continue. If he's already on, if he shechts, maybe he'll light the fire beforehand too, but if he shechts, then it'll just leave him there, doesn't have anything else to do. So that's the Tzavras Paneach discusses that. The Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva in Chelek Hezvav, here Simin Vav, he says, Avram Avinu at the din of a Kohen Gadol, the Medrash says. And that Kohen Gadol is even Makriv Onain, a lot of Lumdus. And another day is that since Avram Avinu was planning, Kivach Avram Avinu his koning gam l'shochto, eich chashav lasos achar kachazrika, hamialach hashchida, nasa onein, yazet tirates, mipnei Avram Avinu, ayla din koen gadol, koen gadol, makrav onein. Okay, that's a little discussion of Aninus. We continue, got a lot to do. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ofer, b'yosei glili tukifason, Rabbi Yosei Glili also holds like this group of Tanoim that even an external psul you burn right away. Rabbi Chanina Broka said that, and Rabbi Chanina said that. So Rabbi Yisraeli said in the following, the Tanina Taman, we learned there's a special din of Dam Chatas, a whole parak in Zlachim called Dam Chatas. There's a special status of Dam Chatas. You have a carbon Chatas, who's supposed a regular Chatas Hachitzon, and you bring the blood inside. Let's say you bring the blood into the Heichal. Stam, you bring the blood in, not because you're going to do anything. We'll see if you have to have any kavana, but that passels the blood. So what happens? Yes, this is the Mishnah in Zvachim. Chata shekip al dam b'shei kosos. What if you were mekabel the dam in two cups? Yotza echad mehem lachutza p'di b'kasher. If you brought one of them outside, you were yotzei. So then the other one that's still inside is still kasher. Nechaz echad mehem lefnim. But if you brought one of them inside, that's a machloka. So Biyosei Lili machshe b'chitzon. Biyosei Lili says it's fine. The outer one is still outside, and therefore it's still good to do this rika. V'chacham pose. V'chacham say no. There's a connection. If you bring it inside, the other one is difsal too. Amr Biyosei Glili says, I'll prove to you that it's kasher with a kavachomer. Uma im bebakam shamachshava poselas bachutz. Lo asaba mishur keyotzei. In the first case that I spoke about, in a place where machshava is posel, meaning if I would think to do the avoda michutz lebeis hamikdash, so to a place that if I bring the one cup of the blood out to a place where machshava would posel, if I think about that place. Yet the one that's inside is still kosher. I don't make the mishur keyotzei. Said makam shein machshava posel es bifnim. But if I would think a machshava shalom bim komo to the heichal, that would not posel. Say no dishla nasa mishur kenichnas. So surely I should say that what's left is not a problem. If I think outside, and that would be a problem. And yet if I bring it outside, it's not a problem for what's left. So if I think inside is not a problem, so surely if I bring one inside, it shouldn't be a problem. So before we continue that conversation, the Gemara quotes the end of that Mishnah. Nichnas l'chaper, avish lo kiber, pasul de Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says, it's pasul even if you just brought the blood in for no reason, without any kavana to do the zrika. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achi chaper, no, only if you did the zrika. Only if you actually did the zrika. If you don't do the zrika, you bring it in, you bring it out, then it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hichnas shogeg kasher. If you brought it in b'shogeg, then it is kasher as well. It has to be only brought in b'mezid. And the Mishnah ends off, kol adam im psulin, shenasu agabi ha-mizbeach, lo hurts at sitz. Any dam posel, if you have dam that was yotzei, and you're zorekid, the tzitz is not maratza, as we said before, ela ala tameh, shetzitz baratza ala tameh, vina maratza ala yotzei. The tzitz is maratza only on tameh, and not on yotzei. Only the psul of tumah has the power of the tzitz to help it out, but not on yotzei. So now, that was the end of the Mishnah. But now we get back to our discussion of the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Tanakama. Again, the Tanakama says that if you bring one cup in, the outer one is pasul. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says no. So the Gemara says, Amar Balazar, teda lechashu psul machshir. I'll prove to you that at root, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that this type of psul is an external psul. And the Rabbanan, and that's why, we'll see, it doesn't affect the one that's left over. And the Rabban, the Tanakama says, it's an internal psul, and that's why, if the some of the karban becomes problematic, then it all is a burn. So teva chashu psul machshir. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds it's an external psul. The proof is that it remains kosher, the other cup. So too, even if all the blood was nichnas, it would still be called an external psul. Shari b'chaveiro mi b'chutz v'hu kosher. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, you see, its friend, the other cup is left outside, and it's kosher. That shows it's an external psul. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi Aglili would say, if it's an external psul, even if all the blood was nichnas, it would still be called external in terms of when it would be ruined. Teda l'chashu pasul guf k'rabanan. According to the Rabbanan, we say, though, it would be an internal psul. How do you know that? After all, you have this one cup that was left over. It's in its perfect place where it's supposed to be. And yet, it's puzzle, right? Just because its friend, the other part went in, it must be that it's inherent psul. And we explain. Rabbanan darshin mipnei shelo nichnas mixas dama lifnim achal tochlu osa. The Rabbanan say, the Tanakhama says, because the even mixas dama lifnim did not go inside, so you could eat the carbon. Hayim nichnas mixas dama lifnim, even if only this is, and he say this is what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were discussing. If some of the blood had gone inside, I understand why it would be a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them, did some of the blood go in? Then it would ruin everything. And it would be burned right away. Because the Rabbanan hold that it's a guf. it's a goof problem, and therefore we burn right away. Rabbi Yosef Lili Darash, Rabbi Yosef Lili would say, on the top now, Mibnei Shalom Nechnas Kol Dama Lefnim, Achol Toch Losa. When Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them, it was that if all the blood went in, or all the blood didn't go in, that's the determining factor. Because all of it didn't go in, I understand why some of it is still kosher, the blood that's outside is still kosher, you could be zorekid and then eat. Ha'im Nechnas Kol Dama Lefnim Yafas, either just Raftim. Right, but if all of the blood went in, then I would understand why it'd have to be burnt. But even though he holds, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds, as we said before, that it's an external psul, yet I would understand why it'd have to be burned, why it was burned that day. So you see, Rabbi Yosef Lili also holds, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Berokhia, like Rabbi Nechemia, that even an external psul, one would burn right away, and one wouldn't need Iber Surah. What are the sources for each of these shitas? So my time at the Rabbana, why did the Rabbanan say, the Tanakhama say that, by the psul of damchata shenichnas lefnim, even only some of it going in, the kolchata tasher yuva midama, afilo mixas dama, midama even mixas dam would passel. My time with Rabbi Yosef Lili holds halo huva is dama ela kodesh penima. The blood, meaning all the blood, was not brought inside penima. Right, so therefore each of them have their pasuk. Says the Gemara, kehada detani, we're about to explain what Rav Yochasi Aglili does with the pasuk of the Rabbanan. Rav Yochasi Aglili says you need all luhuva ezdama, right? What does he do with the pasuk of midama? Chochad sheyuva midama. So we're going to see he holds that pasuk has nothing to do with the problematic case of bringing dam from a chatas chitzon inside. No, that pasuk is referring to a case of a chatas that's supposed to be brought inside. Kadat etani Rav Yochasi Aglili Omer ain kol inyan hazem edaber ela b'par minas rafim musir minas rafim. That pasuk of kolchatas, halo huvez dama ela kodesh prima, that's talking about a case of the paramanisrafim, the ones that are supposed to be burned, the zrikas adam inside and burn even out to the machra, par halam davar shel tzibur, and the others. Litan aleim losa se ala chilasan. There's a losa say to eat them, right? They have to be burned outside. Ulalam eichep suleim nisrafim beis abira. But it's also to teach me that if it becomes pasul, it's not burnt all the way out. It's burnt right here in the Beis Habira, not Michutz La'ir, as we had in the previous Mishnah about what the Beis Habira is. Amrulos, they said to him, so Rabbi Yosef Lili said that pasuk that they used as a makar is not referring to dam chatas that was brought in inappropriately. It's referring to those other karbanos. So Amrulos, they say to him, minayin l'chatas sheninmechaz midama lefnim tepsula, right? How do you know the din of dam going in pasuk? Lo min adin karya hein lo huvez dama el hakodesh penima. Don't you learn it from this pasuk? You learn it from this pasuk. Ha'ena omer midam, but he would say back, right? He would say back, no. Ha'ena omer midama el hakal dama. Right? His pasuk says, I'm sorry, this is what they say to him that it's midama and even mixas dam, but he would say, in my pasuk, it doesn't say midama, it says kal dama. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Tshuva le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is like this other shita, this unnamed Tanakama. So Rabbi Akiva, shayomer midama lo kaldama. So the Tanakama would say the other pasuk. Now we go by the midama pasuk and not the kaldama. But again, it's machlokas about which pasuk do you focus on and can you learn something from the other. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ha'atzamos v'hagidin v'anoser. What if you have leftovers from the current Pesach? If you have leftovers, so you have to burn it, right? That's nosar. Interesting, there's separate losases. We're not going to get into the lumdus of this, but the Rambam has a mitzvah losase to burn karbanos that are left over. Right? Mitzvah kuf chaf. Kuf chaf. Right? Losase kuf yud zayin and losase kuf chaf. Yeah, losase kuf chaf. His hiranu me hosir shum davar mi karban toda araboker. You can't leave over anything from a carbon toda. Umizelaman ushar kachim. Rambam says in Los Hase Kufchaf 120 that there's an isser. Don't leave over the carbon toda, but and Los Hase Rimei Nadboker. And from there you learn for all kachim. Kikom Hashenisha Mehem Lachar Zman Achilasam Shunosar Chayav Lusarfo Shunitik Lasei. And the burning is a mitzvah say also, like I wrote in Mitzvah Tzadi Aleph of the Mitzvah Lasei. The Rambam has a separate Los Hase Kuf Yud Zayin for before the one that we just read. There's an isser to leave over the meat of the carbon Pesach. He counts a separate losase. He doesn't count the separate losase by any other karbanos, right? Just like we said, there's a separate, I say maybe by the shchita and maybe by the achila, but there's a separate losase for the isser of
leaving over an osur for Karban Pesach, and leaving over an osur for all other karbanos. Keeping that, there's only one mitzvah saseh to burn. Mitzvah sari aleph, that's to burn both. The Karban Pesach and the other karbanos. But, the isser is two. So the Gemara says, Atzamos, the Mishnah says, Atzamos, Vagidim, Anosar, the bones. These are bones, as we'll see, with some marrow in it. Again, you can't break the bones of the Karban Pesach. So you might have some bones that you don't want to break and you can't get the marrow out. But that's the only time you're going to have to burn it. If it's total bones, not edible, there's no, isser of Nosar, there's no mitzvah of burning it. So Atzamos, Vagidim, some type of, sinews that are somewhat edible, but not perfectly edible, because that would be included in the basar then. Vanosar. Nosar means regular basar. Yisarfu b'shisha, so you have to burn it on the 16th. Right? It's left over already on the 15th, but that's yantif. So you can't burn it on yantif. So you have to leave it over one extra day. You burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the 16th. V'mchal shisha asar liyos b'shabbos, if the 16th is Shabbos, yisarfu b'shisha shiva, so you have to wait another day. Why? She'edan dochin, lo asar Shabbos, lo asar yantif. Sreifas nosar is not docha Shabbos or yantif. Right? It's not ochel nefesh, and therefore you can't burn it on Yatav, you can't burn on Shabbos either. Can't burn on Shabbos either. Good. There's a Meshach Chachma, if you want to look in Parshas Bo, Yud Beis Yud, where he discusses what's the Havamina. Right? What do you have to say Shabbos? If you can't burn it on Yantav, you obviously can't burn it on Shabbos. So he tries to discuss why there would be a Svara based on, historical, when the Losase is written in the Torah, whether there would be a Svara not to burn on Yantav and be able to burn on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Etzem She'in Allah Basar. Just to mention this Machlokas, we'll talk about it next time. If you have a bone that has no more Basar on it, no more basar on it. You took all the basar off of it. Off of it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asla Shavro, there's still an Isser Durabanan to break it. What's the Isser Durabanan? Look at Chaim Kanievsky. Asla Shavro. Minu eno lokel. You're not going to get Malkus. Right? You're not going to get Malkus. Because it says in the same passage, Bavayis Echad Yeachel V'esam L'yish Sishbrubo. So we darshan, Kosh Yeshbo Shir Achila Asr B'shem Shiras Etzem. This is the right side. Breaking a bone is when you have something that could be eaten on it. There's no daraisa to break a bone of something that there's no mitzvah to eat. But there could be a durabanan. There could be an issa durabanan. So Rabbi Yochanan holds there's an issa durabanan to break those bones. Rishim and Lakish Omer, Mutal L'shavar, Rishakar says no. L'chadchili, you can break it. There's no issa of breaking it. Okay, we'll have to start with this machlokas. Next time, Shiras Etzem, durabanan of a bone that has no more basar on it.